Police in Franklin County says the grisly scene unfolded Monday afternoon in a neighborhood east of Raleigh where the 18-year-old man called police and said he had killed his mother with a knife. More details at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. How we doing, Bob?
A little bit muffled, but otherwise all right.
Okay. How's it sound now?
Sounds a little better. Good morning. The miracle of modern electronics and Skype.
What can I say except we are pushing it through. Hey, I'm getting a feedback right now. Are you getting that?
I'm not getting it. You sound fine. Take off your headphones and keep talking.
Okay, well, I'm going for it now then. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the 8th of March right here, 2017. I'm down at the Red Line Inn because we are here with the District Attorney's Office, and they're having their annual Seniors and Veterans Fraud Prevention Workshop down here. It's going to start at 10 o'clock. We've got Lucky Jeswani with us right now. We're going to be talking in a couple of minutes. Bob, what's the weather like?
Well, Carl, we've got 47 degrees and partly cloudy skies in Redding. Actually, mostly cloudy. We'll see a high today of about 58. Looking forward, tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 69. Tomorrow night down to 48. Friday, more of the same. Could see some sunshine by Sunday. And again, right now in Redding, 47 degrees. This is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Right, a veteran-owned business. That's our friends down there. Okay, we've got a lot of things going on today. I think Redding Police Chief Rob Luddy will join us later on this morning. But right now, Lucky Jeswani here, who is a member of the District Attorney's Office. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for coming here at the Red Line for Fraud Fair.
You know, this year last year, we were at the Veterans Hall last year, but now this year, of course, we're at the Red Line Inn. It was a big success last year.
Yeah, huge success. Very well received by the entire community. One of the biggest fairs we heard from multiple agencies coming up all the way from Sacramento or San Francisco. A lot of other counties do something similar, but they said that nothing compares to what we just saw in Shasta, so we had to do it again.
Okay. Well, now, what's the purpose?
The main purpose is community education. With the issue of fraud, there's a lot of scams out there beyond just the IRS scam, which I think everybody has mostly become wise to and is aware of. The scamsters have gotten smarter, and they are always modernizing, always changing to ensure that they can be very profitable with their scams. So we have 45 different local, state agencies and nonprofits that will help provide information on what you should do to make sure that you never become a victim of fraud. But if you do, exactly what steps to take. For example, the DMV is here, and they're going to be providing information if your identity is stolen. You got to do new driver's license, new ID cards, all the steps you've got to take. They'll be here to help you out with that.
Okay, great. Of course, there's a lot of other things going on today, too. We'll be talking to some of your investigators, and like I said, will be the DA be joining us today?
Yes, right? Stephanie will be coming. My understanding is she should be here in about 20 minutes or so.
Okay. Now, the other things talk about today, of course, are, you know, just besides taking care of yourself and your family, but you said everybody knows about the IRS. Yeah.
Well, the vast majority of people, obviously, they're still doing it because people are doing it. The scamsters run a numbers game. They can call hundreds of people in one day. If they scam one person a day, it's incredibly profitable for them. It's like a job for you and I, the job that they do.
Okay, we're still trying to level here. How's that? Is that sounding a little bit better, Bob?
A little bit better. I may have you guys trade mics in a bit and see if we can isolate the issue. You're still chopping. Lucky sounds great. Not sure what that says about you.
How about now?
That's a little better.
Okay, wait a minute. Then how about this one?
You do sound better now. Carry on, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Hey, what do we got here? 7:10 in the morning here. It's what's the weather again, Bob? What's the temperature today?
We're going to look for a high of about right around 60 degrees, Carl.
Okay, good. Hey, you know, at least the rain started to ease off here. The other things we want to talk about today is also keeping family safe, but also the seniors, veterans. Why are veterans targeted, Lucky?
Well, veterans are primarily targeted because through their service for our country, they're entitled to certain benefits, and they are targeted because those are benefits that they've earned, and individuals are going to target that because with those benefits, certain information must be revealed. Social Security number, bank account information, driver's license, and when that information is needed to be receiving those benefits, scamsters are going to take advantage of it by contacting these veterans by way of email or phone, asking for this information under the guise that they're going to be eligible for certain benefits. These scamsters have no intention of providing any help or services to our veterans. They just want that information to steal their identity. So veterans are heavily targeted.
Okay. And veterans, like I said, you know, they want to help other veterans. Things are happening.
That's true, too.
Okay. The the district attorney encompasses a lot of things in the county. And it's not just going into court like you see with, you know, putting murderers, you know, in jail forever. But how many other, there's so many different departments, like you're in one that has to do with fraud.
Right. Mine is the Consumer Protection Unit, which involves consumer fraud, real estate fraud, and environmental scams as well. So what we have, that's just one of our units. We have welfare fraud, auto fraud, insurance fraud. We additionally have elder abuse, which deals with physical or financial, domestic violence. We have the homicide units, sex crimes, assets forfeiture. There's multiple units at a DA's office. It goes beyond what you would typically think a district attorney's office does, especially when it comes to my unit.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Here with Lucky Jezbani from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. We're down at the Redline Inn, and this is open to everybody, and it's named the Senior Veterans Fraud Prevention Workshop. But this is for anybody, because everybody is getting phone calls, and a lot of times you just slough them off, but you really shouldn't be sloughing them off, because if they're looking at you, they're looking at other people too. And this includes people actually coming to your door and saying, hey, we're collecting veterans, we're collecting for this. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what you should do to if somebody comes and knocks on your door, you know, on how you handle that. We'll be right back. Right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 717 on KCNR. We are live remote from the Red Lion Inn. Carl is, and we do apologize for the quality of the audio. We are trying to attend to it. Carl, are you there?
I am. How's it now?
A little bit better. Let's rock and roll.
Okay. Hey, look, we're here at the Senior Veterans Fraud Prevention Fair at the Red Lion Inn. A number of people are coming in. This, but on the somebody comes up and knocks on your door and wants to, you know, well, says they're collecting what you do.
You know, I encourage a lot of people in our community have a good heart and are very generous, but those door to door individuals, it's much preferred to donate directly. It cannot be easily verified whether a door to door person is legitimate or genuinely going to be supporting the cause that you want. So the best course of action is donate directly, write a check to an organization that you're familiar with, to create a name of any entity you want, open up a bank account or whatever fictitious name they want to create, that money never goes to the purposes of the program. Okay, well, that's a good thing. They have something in their, on them, so they can do that. You know, some do, some don't. The big thing is, criminals and scamsters aren't going to necessarily be following the rules, and if they are giving the impression that they are, they might counterfeit or fabricate something, because criminals just aren't law-abiding citizens. So they might have a fake ID card, a fake piece of information that shows that they are legit. One other way to determine whether an organization is appropriate to donate is to verify their 501c3 status on the IRS website.
Okay. You know, I had other people when I was down visiting relatives and stuff came by and they had something hanging around their neck saying that they, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking about it. I thought they could show me anything. I wouldn't know.
Sure, they could. And you can, how easy is it to make something, you know, you go to an office supply store or Office Depot or even just print it at home on a computer, hang something around your neck or even write a badge trying to look official. It's not very complicated. It's not very expensive, and anybody can do that.
Okay. Hey, you know, while I've got you here, you've got this new, you know, they're talking about this, how what women are doing. I always have, like, to ask. The Women's March on Washington, you got all, got everybody going. Now they're talking about on, today, the Wednesday, International Women's Day, the organization behind the January March are planning a showing Dad. What's a day without women?
Well, yeah, I actually saw that this morning, too, and it seems like they're going to be engaging in some type of protest. So that's within their right. That's the great thing about our country. We have that right and ability to protest and have our freedom of expression.
A day without women would be, you might even be in charge. You know, I mean, Stephanie is, I mean, she's a woman.
She is a woman.
And so, I mean, I looked at the HR for Shasta County. I was going to the department for somebody. And the HR department is just all women. Just all women. There's not one man in that department. And I just, you know, I didn't check any other departments, but I was just thinking, I mean, is that, you know, people, you know, talk about, you know, the military and women. We couldn't do our job in the military without women.
I'm absolutely sure of that. And a lot of work that occurs at our office could not be done without women as well. Of course, we have our new district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, who's a woman. And a lot of the deputies at our office are also women.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting to be without women. You know, I actually saw during the Women's March a sign that said, "We don't need men." And I was sitting there thinking, really? And I thought about it. Yeah, you do. It's got to be like 12 reasons. I kick about four. And trust me, sex wasn't one of them. You know? So, I mean, it's like, oh, no, you need guys. Anyway,
yeah.
I'd like to. Okay. Now, going back to our fair here. Now, what are some of the vendors?
Well, specific ones. I mentioned Department of Motor Vehicles that's going to be here. We also have Better Business Bureau, Social Security Office. We've got the Department of Insurance. From L.A., from Sacramento, the medical board, to help you verify that the doctor you are seeing is properly licensed, has no other issues going on with their license, and you're receiving proper care. We've got the Professional Fiduciaries Bureau. Fiduciaries are ones that provide financial support to a lot of our seniors, but not just seniors. Of course, our district attorney's office, RPD, APD, sheriff's office, and California Highway Patrol. If there's a major agency that deals with or even has individuals that may be scammed, they're going to be participating at this fair. We've worked really hard. We've got about 45 agencies coming up today from all over California. So we're very excited about it.
Are there actually doctors around? Have you ever caught doctors around here or people saying they're doctors up here in Shasta County?
We have not. But I know it's occurring in Sacramento, and it's, of course, occurring in some of the bigger cities in California. Trends that occur in the cities to our south eventually would make their way up north. The reason being is enforcement actions start getting effective in those cities, and they want to go to cities where they think that nothing could be done about it. But fortunately for us, in Shasta County, the only county north of Sacramento that has a fraud unit like ours at the district attorney's office, we make sure we aggressively prosecute and investigate those types of matters.
Okay. I know that there's embezzlement. When I first moved here, it seemed like every, at least once a month, you'd have a picture of this really, you know, pleasant looking lady.
Mm-hmm.
That was doing the books for a company, and they just arrested her for embezzlement, and it had been going on for like 10 years in the company. Everybody thought they were like family, you know, and all this, and then they find out that, and it was always a woman. And I'm just not saying it's always a woman, but I just remember when I first moved here, it was like five in a row, including the sheriff's office, that had people embezzling money from it. Is this still a big problem?
It still is a big problem, and what happens is we have a lot of small business owners here in the county. And they really trust the employees that they've had for a long period of time. But self-auditing, self-monitoring is very important. And just making sure that your accounts are appropriate. Out of convenience, sometimes staff is or bookkeepers are eligible to sign on checks that would usually require just the owner's signature. But the owner may, at a convenience, start making some changes or adjustments. Or they get so busy with their business that they start overlooking just some of the basic books. And a few bucks here and there eventually turns into a whole lot more, and temptation sometimes sets in for people, and they may commit criminal acts.
Well, you know, and those are even in smaller businesses, too.
Oh, yeah, most certainly.
But I heard this in one, it seemed like it wasn't a large business, but over the period of 5 or 6 years, it added up to close to $1 million by the time they figured that one out.
Correct.
And, okay. So that's another thing that's, you know, fraud and all this. What about, senior care?
Senior care, and we've got one of the individuals who's going to be participating at the fair who just walked by a few moments ago, so I'll encourage her to hop on here with you, Carl. But senior care, we've got a lot of scams. In-home care services, caregiver services, where they'll convince the elder or senior to sign over their real estate, sign over their bank accounts, giving full access to the caregiver. And that just is ripe for fraud. So I think if you have family members who are elderly, making sure that you're keeping an eye to help them out, that their title to their home isn't being lost or bank accounts aren't being depleted quickly, because this moves fast, and once it's done, the district attorney's office can help and support in getting some of the assets or monies back, but it's a lot more challenging after the fact than being preventative before the fact.
Yeah, we got a phone call from somebody, a realtor, who was, you know, engaged in selling a house. And she asked, she says, there's something going on. There's something wrong here. The guy's elderly. He's got some guy that's taking care of him, but he wants the money from the sale to go right to him. And I called you guys. And I called the DA. I called the DA's office. And, you know, it was good advice. Don't do anything. The money's in escrow. The guy can't get a hold of it. You know, and then, you know, and it went from there. So I think at, you know, on that point, we were watching something start to unfold and then was stopped. And the money was saved for the older gentleman who was had a tough time taking care of himself, much less his money.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's part of the service our office provides. I'll give a real quick example of just something that happened about a week or two ago. Our office was contacted by a local drugstore retailer, one of the larger type stores, and they had said an elderly disabled man was coming in every couple of days to buy one of those green dot cards and putting several hundred dollars to the point of sometimes $1,000 on it to send overseas. They became very concerned about this individual, but fortunately knew of the district attorney's office fraud prevention unit and consumer fraud unit and called us to see if we could help. We were able to reach out to that older individual. Now, we found out that he had already sent about $11,000 to his pastor in Nigeria, which obviously was not someone who was really being genuine. But that $11,000, while gone, we were able to make sure he got the help he needed, got connected with some of the services to make sure he doesn't continue engaging in sending that sum of money overseas to never see it come back.
Okay. Hey, you know, we're going to take a quick break. We're also doing some housekeeping with our sound here. And but I want to talk about Bosciani Arms at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. It's down the street from us right now. You can't find a better place to buy a gun, to buy any type of shooting accessories than Bosciani Arms. John and Sarah started the business about 8 years ago, and they have been a total success because of two things, customer service and customer service. That's right. They have everything that you could possibly want to shoot. Their people, when you walk in, are knowledgeable. And sometimes you go to a gun store, and this is true in all cases, whether you're a male or female, is sometimes the employees have a tendency to talk down to people, even though that they're, you know, may know less than you do. You're never going to see that in Bosciani Arms. Such great people working there. The gunsmithing done by John and his other gunsmith is impeccable. Everything there at Bosciani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Opens at 9. It closes at 6. However, you know what? If you're in there and it goes a little bit longer, you know, this is not a big box store. They're going to stay there and make sure that you've got what you need before you leave. That's Bosciani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460. We're down at the Red Lion Inn for the Senior Veteran Fraud Prevention Workshop, but it's open to everybody. Come on down.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
And 47 degrees, and Carl is down at the Red Lion, along with Lucky Jezrani and the folks in the DA's office for the Senior and Veterans Fraud Fair, but they are very genuine. Welcome back, Carl.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, I'm glad to be back here. Let me turn this one thing off. There we go. Hey, we're down here, like you said, down at the Red Lion Inn for the Fraud Prevention Fair, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock. But we're here talking to a lot of people before that. It's 7:33 in the morning, 60 degrees out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give customers, their customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. You know, down here, it's I always enjoy coming down here, you know, on this time, because I get to meet different people that are working to help people prevent them from being, you know, scammed and other things. And I'm sitting here with Priscilla Pittman from the Agency on Aging.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, get in there close, Priscilla. Okay. Now, tell us what the Agency on Aging is.
We are one of 33 agencies on aging in the state of California. We are governed by the CDA and the Old Americans Act and the Old Californians Act. Our goal is to offer services to seniors 60 and over. We serve Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, and Trinity counties. And we contract out with service providers in each of those counties to provide services like homebound meals, congregate meals, transportation, legal services, and caregiver support. But we're here today because a lot of our seniors face scams. A lot of people want to take from seniors because they don't feel that they're informed enough to know about what's going on. And so our goal is to inform them, because knowledge is power.
Absolutely. So what's your biggest scam that you're or what's the biggest thing you warn people about, Priscilla?
Well, in our area, we don't have a lot of cell phone coverage, and a lot of our seniors are very remote, so we have to get to them through radio and newspaper ads, but sadly, that's how the scammers get to them as well. And they deal with a lot of door-to-door knocking, hey, can I fix your roof and whatnot, and they don't often realize that people need a contractor's license and whatnot to do those things, and they don't just go door knocking.
Okay, now that'd be like somebody comes up and says, hey, you know what, I can fix your driveway. And it's going to cost you, you know, you got some bumps in your driveway or some holes in your driveway. So they're going to come up and do a great job for you, and it's only going to cost you $2,000, and it would cost you $5,000 if you went to somebody else. But because they're doing this on their own time, you know, they've got all the equipment, blah, 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 blah. And then you find out that what they've done is they painted you put black paint on your driveway and some mud, and you've just lost $2,000.
Right. And our job then is, when they come to us, we direct them to the agencies that will fix it. We don't actually have services directly in our office. We work hand in hand with every other agency in the state of California to protect them and get them the information and tell them, you know, well, this is who you need to contact for this. We have linked in with the Federal Trade Commission so that we get constant updates on scams that are occurring. And we try to just get as much of that information out as possible. We have an information and assistance program where seniors can call us. And we just, our biggest goal is to protect them.
Well, you know, and you want to. I mean, my in-laws were taken online because my mother-in-law, who was very active, was on the computer, and they did things like, oh, we want to fix your computer, and then they got into that, and then, hey, we need a credit card now to do this, and she said after she did it, she realized, oh, what have I done? She calls her bank, you know, so nothing bad happened, but it just led her down the path that way.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I have flyers. If anybody's coming by today, I have some flyers on my table at the Agency on Aging table that will give you some information on tech scams and how to protect yourself.
Well, I probably need those myself. And, you know, people call me anymore or, you know, call our house anymore. We just usually hang up because you just can't tell anymore. And then how about this one? Have you, hey, I've got $5 million here in my bank in Nairobi, and I need to give it to somebody. And, you know, your name, and if you just send me your banking information, I'm going to send you $5 million. Does that thing really work?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. People fall for that regularly. They do. I have a flyer that I'll have today that has six separate panels of numbers and information contacts to report those types of things and to inform the seniors that they are a scam. But they do happen. They do work.
They must, because I keep getting them, and, you know, I keep getting them that says, you know, here, send. Well, you know what? I never have received the $5 million yet, so maybe it is a scam. Okay, so we have that, and we also have the, you know, people come from door to door in this. What else do you tell seniors? What else is in your handouts and that you can tell people?
Well, we have numbers to remove them from call lists, to opt out of credit card mailings and scams. We have...
Well, let's talk about credit card scams right now. You can get, I mean, I must get 20 of these a week saying that, you know, hey, you qualify for this card and you blah, 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 blah. And some of them are like Citicorp and, you know, they're like, but some of them I've never heard of. And the other ones are, hey, we can loan you immediately $45,000. Have you heard of that one?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is that a scam? Is that a, because I never go beyond, you know, when I look at it, throwing it away. So I don't, are those things, I mean, when you see those things, what, they're going to give you $45,000 and then what, you sign your house over to them?
More or less, it's in the fine print. They intend to be wrong. And a lot of the, you know, credit cards are actually, well, they're a debt card. They're not really a credit.
They're not a credit card. They're a debt card. You're right. That's perfectly right. You must listen to our show, Dave Ramsey. We have on, because Dave in credit cards is death. Death for smoochie if you take out a credit card. Mm-hmm. So, but seniors get, I mean, if a person's living alone, are they easy to prey on most of the time?
Yes, because more often than not, they are alone a lot. They are lonely, and they don't realize all of the opportunities, like Shasta Senior Nutrition Program. At the Shasta Senior Nutrition Program, which is one of our contracted service providers, they have congregate meals, they have exercise, they have a variety of things for seniors to do. But a lot of seniors don't even realize that they can go there for company as well. And sometimes just getting out and talking to other people will keep you from falling victim to a lot of scams, because then you're hearing about them from other people your age who've experienced them. And it's not just, a lot of times you'll have a senior's children warning them. But oftentimes, as parents, we don't necessarily listen to our children for advice, where you might listen to another senior your age who's experienced this scam and close your door on it.
Okay, so us kids, when we go to visit our parents, what should we be looking for? I mean, I know, you know, we've had people on aging and said, you know, kind of look around for this to see if they're having problems taking care of themselves. But what would you, as a child, you know, a 55 or 45 year old child coming in to your parents' house, what would be some of the things you'd look at, though, to see if perhaps they've been scammed or they're in the process of it?
Their mail.
Okay.
If you look through their mail, that's usually one of your first notices. You know, we all get junk mail, and usually we know to throw it away. But it's just a simple glance at the desktop to see what kind of mail they're receiving and if it looks like scam material. There was a letter going around for a while from the quote-unquote IRS, which, of course, it was not from the IRS. They were saying that these seniors they're being penalized for not having medical coverage, which obviously is not usually
because they've got Medicare.
Right. So then they would say, okay, well, you owed this much money for this many months, and you need to send a payment to the IRS, which you don't send payments to the IRS. You never make a check out to them. And they were having the funds sent to a southern state, and the Internal Revenue Service works out of Ogden, Utah. So there were simple little tellers, but it looked very legitimate otherwise.
Well, you know, that's the problem, is that you look at something, especially online, it can look really legitimate, and until you look at the very top, and you can see there's some things that are different about it. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm here with Priscilla Pittman from the Agency on Aging, and she's down here with us at the Red Lion Inn. We're talking to different people about, it says seniors and veterans, but it's for everybody. Is that right? I mean, all the
yes.
information you have, it's for any age. And especially when you find out that, you know, like you said, is a lot of times millennials are getting hung up on this because they think they know it. And they're like everybody. When you're a little bit younger, you have a tendency maybe to trust people more, or to see if something comes across electronically, it's probably closer to being real. A lot of times it's not. But so you can come on down the Red Line Inn. It starts at 10 o'clock today and goes till, I think, 2 or 3, and find out what's going on with fraud. And so much in today's time, everybody you know of that you've talked to has been touched by fraud. And we really appreciate it. Priscilla Pittman, Agency on Aging, thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to take a quick break now, Bob. People are setting up down here. It's like I said, it doesn't start till 10 o'clock, but we've got Chief Robert Poletti is in the house, and we're going to be having him when we come back. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky Five. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you could do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Well, the KCNR time is 13 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock, and we go again live to the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop Drive with Carl Bott on location. Good morning, Carl.
Bob, hey, how you doing, buddy? We are down here on location. We have, of course, we're down here with Shasta County District Attorney's Office, who said, hey, look, why don't you come on down and do a remote like you did last year? I said, well, you know, they said, no, let me put this a different way. Unless you want to be in a cell with Bubba, we can go, I'll be down there right away. So, and Lucky Jaswani has got me here, and this is Lucky's baby. And what it is a senior veteran, a senior and veteran. But it's for everybody in reality, everybody I talk to around here. And this is to prevent fraud. And there's so many ways to be defrauded. And you think you're pretty bright on everything, but all of a sudden you find out that, oh, how'd that happen? We were defrauded. Linda and I were gotten in part of a scam. And it was one of those things where a friend was involved. And it was almost like the Minoff, you know, thing about stocks. Except it was something a little bit different than that. But we invested in it and it found out the whole thing was a false, and luckily we didn't get into it like some other people did. But this thing wasn't just in Reading; this was in on the whole West Coast and into Idaho and Montana and Wyoming, Nevada. And this is the best part. This is the best part. We reported it to the Reading Police Department in the Shasta County, because it was Shasta County. They caught the woman who did it.
That's great.
They caught her. They brought her to justice. She went to trial, and this trial kept on being put back off. I mean, I was primed to go in there and talk about this. I never got a chance. She pleaded out, but every month, and so she's to make restitution. Every month, Linda gets a $20 check from this woman.
Well, small amounts at a time.
$20, which means is that she'll pay us off in a few. I'm not exactly sure when she's going to pay us off, but I know a lot of people that are getting $50 checks, and they're never going to see their money, ever. because of this. So it can happen to anybody. And it's not just like you say, it's not somebody writing to you and saying, hey, I've got $12 million in my bank in Nairobi. How would you, I need to give this, you know, I want to split it with you type thing.
Yeah, that happens all the time. And you're, the scam that you dealt with is not uncommon and not unusual. Our office is also currently dealing with a travel agent fraud where an individual was engaged in as a travel agent and misusing individuals' funds as part of the bookings of travel.
Well, I saw that. Now, this is terrible because you could be literally someplace overseas and queue up to get onto a plane and you don't have a ticket.
That's correct. You might not have a hotel room in a foreign land, and that's what was going on in this situation. Now, the case is still pending, so there's not much I can say about it.
Well, obviously what the person would do is take the money and tell that you've got all the arrangements and to be using other money coming in to cover it, and at some point that runs out.
That's correct.
I mean, essentially, I mean, I don't know if it's about this case, but what it did was I remember that because people were saying, hey, whoa, you know, we went down there. We didn't have a hotel. We didn't have room. Nothing.
Right.
And it was very unfortunate. You're stuck in another country. And right. What are you going to do now?
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what was going on. And we're working through the process of the criminal proceedings right now.
Well, I tell you what, that right there is, you know, something that it's been in the papers lately. And so that's one of the things that happens. And, you know, that's why, you know, you need to go. You need to go into and have a, you know, when you're doing business with people, and I'm sure that because I'd heard of this agency, but it just, you know, it's what he's done is he's given if he's guilty, of course, you know, allegedly, but if he's done all this, it really makes it hard for the rest of the travel agencies.
Yeah, it does, because, well, not only does we have to deal with the situation at hand, but yeah, sometimes people have a mistrust in the entire group or the individuals who engage in that kind of business. So part of the prosecution is trying to make sure that the honest businesses can thrive as well. So we prosecute the violators and let the honest businesses succeed.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like you get one lawyer that's a little nefarious and everybody looks at all the lawyers.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now you got somebody else rolling in here at some point.
I don't know. She disappeared all of a sudden. I don't know where she went.
Okay, there's somebody walking by. You have a bunch of you have your investigators. What do the investigators at the district attorney's office do then?
Well, and the investigators help support our case prosecution. They initiate the investigation, find out what is happening, do initial interviews with individuals, and sometimes even engage in forensic analysis to determine what happened to the money, where it went, and what's going on. But we've got some Paula right here from
– stay tight to your microphone there, buddy.
Can you still hear me all right? All right.
We
can hear you now.
Microphone.
Yeah, so our investigators, they are really the first point of contact. We've got Mike Baxter, who's our investigative tech, and Joe Hendricks, who is the lead investigator for our consumer cases. And they handle the primary opening of the case and will refer an analysis to me.
Okay, now we're getting ready to talk to Paula Holden here from a – who are you with now, Paula?
I'm with SMP, which means Senior Medicare Patrol. We are a part of California Health Advocates, nonprofit organizations designed to help seniors understand Medicare and Medicare fraud.
Okay, let's talk about Medicare fraud. What exactly is that? I mean, I understand what Medicare fraud is, but how would that work?
Exactly. Medicare fraud is a $90 billion industry, they think. They're not really sure.
Oh, you mean the people are trying to keep track of it. So it could be bigger than that.
Way bigger than that.
Okay, so how does this work?
So it works in that you can get those terrible phone calls. Those are the most common that you and I would see. And one of them just happened, and it occurred right after the Oroville Dam.
Uh-huh.
And we were getting calls to our population telling them that there was a warrant for their arrest because they failed to follow procedures for evacuation. And then, of course, today only, let's make a deal. I can eliminate that warrant for a price. What they want is your identity. Once they have your identity, you're toast.
Okay, so they were getting people that were actually leaving who had had to leave, and then they said you didn't do it correctly, and so we're going to arrest you for this.
Exactly. But
unless you give us $100 or something, or $1,000 or whatever it is.
Exactly. That's a spinoff of the jury duty. You failed to appear for jury duty.
I had a friend that happened to, and she actually, it was really a good scam because she ends up calling different numbers, you know, that they gave her and talked to different people. And she finally figured it out. She's very bright. But she said, you know what? That had me going though. It had me going for a few, had me going for like 20 minutes.
They do. And they even have phone numbers that are very similar. So you look at it and you think this could be from the DA's office or from the sheriff's office. It's called spoofing, where they spoof the phone number.
Okay. Okay, now, general tips to prevent fraud. And you've got a bunch of great, you've got a great handout here on tips to prevent fraud. It says senior scams, but it could be anybody.
Absolutely.
Funeral and cemetery fraud.
Oh, my gosh. Certainly.
Is that a big one? You know, I bet that would be a big one because I'm always getting things in there about, I'm not always, but I've gotten things before in the mail about it. So, if somebody's calling, is it calling or is it like, or will they mail you things?
It can be both. They call you. They can send you information in the mail. It looks like it's from the government. You fill it out. If you've given them your name, even the last four of your social and part of your date of birth, you're toast. They can get into your identity, your checking account, your credit bureau, and once they have that, they can get into your health care.
You're toast.
You're toast. Burned toast.
So I'm here.
I'm not passionate about this or anything. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Paula Holden here from it. And who are you with here, Paula?
Senior Medicare Patrol, also known as SMP. And by the way, California was the state back in 1997 that started the SMP program, Seniors Empowering Seniors, to protect ourselves. Protect, detect, and report. Because if you don't detect the fraud, you can't protect yourself. And if you don't report it, who knows?
There you go. Now, come on down today and talk to Paula and everybody else. We're down here at the Red Line Inn. It's going to open up at 10 o'clock, so you have breakfast and walk on down here or drive on in. And because just this one piece of this one handout here, this one circular says, general tips to prevent fraud, health care and health insurance fraud, investment and reverse mortgage scams. You know, reverse mortgage scams, I wish I had more time to talk about it, but I'm going to get your phone number, Paul, and somebody else, because I want to talk about this reverse mortgage scams. Because you see people that you kind of like trust on TV saying, hey, this can really work out for you. But in many ways, it can also harm you.
Yes. It is an individualized need.
It's an individualized need. But some people will lose their homes over this.
Absolutely, and that is the sad part. And at the same time, you've had to give all of your identity to them, so it branches out. It just filters out into all other aspects. The Department of Business Oversight, DBO, has an excellent booklet on fraud and that financial fraud, and they are here today, too.
Paula Holden, where are you stationed out of, Paula?
I am out of Oroville.
No, out of Oroville. Did you get a...
I was evacuated,
you were
yes.
Evacuated. Yeah, I heard there's a lot of looting going on down there. Is that true?
Minimal considering the amount of evacuation.
Wow. I could have been hired to sit up in a high spot with a rifle and keep people from doing that, but they frown upon that, I guess.
Yes, I think they do.
Okay. Now, Paula's going to be here today. You need to come by and see Paula, just if nothing else. Pull some of the energy this lady has, and you're going to feel pretty good. Empowering seniors, prevent health care fraud, senior scams, avoid Medicare marketing scams, all of these things. Paula, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Come down and see us.
Okay. Yeah, we're down here today at the Red Line Inn. Let me see how much time we have. Oh, we still got about a minute left.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Hey, we're down here at the Red Line Inn. It's for the, it's a senior and veterans, but it's for everybody. And it's a welfare, fraud, or not welfare, but a fraud prevention, seminars down here, workshops. And you've got 40, 50 people, vendors down here. He has all types of information. You've heard about, heard from a couple of them. We're going to take a break now for the news, and then we are going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti joining us, and this is probably an opportune time to talk to him about some of the things that are going on there. We'll be right back after these messages.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river. And we'll be picking up on SRN Radio News here in just a few moments. Of course, what you heard in the background was Carl live down there at the Red Lion Inn, and SRN News starts now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A potentially lengthy legislative battle over replacing Obamacare is underway as a pair of House panels now take a closer look at the proposed Republican replacement. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan is calling on all lawmakers to get together and repeal and replace Obamacare.
We all ran on repealing and replacing Obamacare. We know that if we do nothing, the system collapses. We know that if we just repealed it, the system collapses. This is why we have to pass it with something better.
The Republican plan would scrap Obamacare's requirement that most Americans obtain medical insurance and replace its income-based subsidies with a system of fixed tax credits. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says he is, in his words, extremely concerned about WikiLeaks' release of documents it says came from the CIA's Center for Cyber Intelligence. International security analyst Bob Ayers says intel may well be compromised as a result of the latest release of these documents.
The biggest concern is that what it's going to do is to very severely impact on the ability of the U.S. intelligence community to collect technical information on intelligence targets.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California says he has asked the intelligence community for more information about those documents. So far, no comment from the CIA. A private survey finds that U.S. private businesses added the most jobs in 3 years last month.
Payroll processor ADP says businesses added 298,000 jobs in February. That's up from 261,000 in January. The gains were led by a huge 66,000 job increase in construction, the most in 11 years, and 32,000 manufacturing jobs. The hiring boom in construction was likely driven by unseasonably warm weather in most of the country. Still, job gains were broad-based and suggest increased business optimism has led to more hiring.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A video has emerged of the son of Kim Jong-nam, the murdered half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Kim Han-sol is in his early 20s and the grandson of North Korea's previous leader, Kim Jong-il. He is, therefore, in the bloodline of the Kim dynasty, and so in danger if North Korea's current leader fears rivals within his family. In the 40-second video, he speaks English in a British accent. He doesn't talk of the murder of his father beyond saying, "My father has been killed a few days ago."
As the BBC's Steve Evans reporting, the Islamic State terrorist group is claiming responsibility for a deadly attack today at a military hospital in Afghanistan's capital city. Authorities say gunmen were wearing white lab coats, posing as doctors as they stormed the hospital, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens of others inside the building. More on these stories at townhall.com. Crews grappling with vexing wildfires that have charred hundreds of square miles of land in four states and left six people dead may get a bit of a break today as the winds are expected to die down just a bit. In Kansas, Governor Sam Brownback says no burning is being allowed in the state as a result of the fire danger.
Our ask of people is no outdoor burning whatsoever. No barbecues. This should just kind of make sense to people in these sort of flammable conditions.
Brownback's comments airing on KAKE-TV. A witness says a conductor of a freight train was slowing down and trying to stop before colliding with a charter bus, but still slammed into it. Four people were killed and more than three dozen injured in yesterday's collision in Biloxi, Mississippi. One witness says he saw passengers who were trying to get off the bus either thrown beneath it or run over by the train. Authorities say it took more than an hour to get everybody on board the bus out of that wreckage. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
On KCNR 1460. 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. We're down here. It's Wednesday, of course, March the 8th, 2017. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob's back in the studio, and we're down here at the Red Line Hotel and for the Shasta County District Attorney's Senior and Military Fraud Awareness Workshop. But trust me, it's not just for the military or the seniors. This is good information no matter what age you are. And so they've got a number of vendors here. Guys, you know, over 40 vendors are down here and handing out information and talking to you about how you can avoid being caught in different scams. But, Bob, what's it look like for the weather this week?
Well, Carl, we got mostly cloudy skies this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. The sun is peeking through over Reading right now. Chances of rain showers remaining. The high will be around 65, so it'll be a lot warmer than it was yesterday. Slight chance of a rain shower tonight with a low of 46 in Reading. Mix of clouds and sun for your Thursday. By Friday, the sun will start coming out more. Saturday and Sunday looking pretty bright and shiny. In fact, we could be flirting with the 80-degree mark by Sunday. Then more rain moves in next week. Right now in Reading, it is 48 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Did you say 80 degrees, Bob?
According to the National Weather Service, yes, on Sunday we could be pushing into the high 70s, possibly touching the 80-degree mark.
This is absolutely wrong.
It's March in Northern California. Yeah.
To 80 degrees in the space of 3 days.
Welcome to Shasta County, where spring lasts an average of 3 days.
There you go. Hey, you know what? The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kenny, great people down there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Alliance Heating and Air brings us a segment. Now, Alliance Heating and Air,
is the best place to go to. This is who we use for any of our heating and cool, air conditioning requirements, any needs. We go beyond. We have homeowners insurance, and we'll go past homeowners insurance to be able to get to Alliance, if that's what it takes, because nobody's going to do a better job and make sure that your home's taken care of than Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people are just simply outstanding. Check it out at homecomfort.com. And like I said, it's a better-known business. You're never going to be sorry for doing business with them. Speaking of never, you know, people, well, you know, I don't know how to say this. I really don't want to do business with this guy that's sitting next to me. But I'm really glad he's in the area, and that's Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti.
Good morning.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. you know, if I'm doing business, like if we're working together on fundraising and those kind of things, I'm okay with that. But I really don't want to, because I've seen you. I've seen you get big quick in the parking lot at Wind River when it looked like this woman was being assaulted, or it looked like it could be.
Yeah, well, it's always good to stay on the good side of the law rather than the other side. So I'm glad that we're not doing business that way.
Well, yeah, I think so too. Okay, a lot of things. Kurt Starman's leaving.
Yeah, Kurt's gonna retire, and we'll see who comes in as the next city manager and work with them to continue moving things forward.
I'm throwing my name in there, man.
Go for it. There's a lot of good stuff going on in the police department that I'm really happy about. Obviously, you know, we're still gonna, you know, need staffing to be able to deal with the issues that are going on. But we should have a contract in the next probably within the next 2 weeks and be able to take that to city council. And finally, after this very long process, start our computer system upgrade. Very happy about that. We've also got some money that came in from the state of California that's specific to mental health training that we're going to create a video series so that we can more efficiently train all of our officers on dealing with those with mental illness, but also to hire a homeless outreach officer, an annuitant that can come in 2 days a week, go out with the Good News Rescue Mission and with the folks from HHSA and be able to try to do a little outreach and try like we were for a while that we had to stop. This will allow us to fund this person for well over a year and get out and try to get those people off the street and over to services and charities that are trying to help them not be homeless. So some good things still going on.
Well, I'm glad there's good things going on because right now, frankly, we're up the creek. D didn't pass. The economy looks like it's not going to change. I mean, it's getting better, but it's not changing big time. We also have the fact that the pilot program is still going through the Supreme Court, up to the Supreme Court of California with payment in lieu of taxes that could cut money out. We're getting ready to lose four policemen in June if that's not fixed. And the latest announcement, the CalPERS now is going to be taking out maybe a million more each year and more than that after that. And I'm not even going to get into the fact that they're trying, and this is something that hasn't happened yet, but there is a bill working its way through down there in Sacramento about making this 100% renewable by 2030. And yep, you know what that's going to cause. So what can we look forward to here?
Well, some of those things aren't really in my lane, but, we're still – you know, working very hard, getting working with the DA's office. We've taken down some of the or forced the sale of some of the worst hotels in town. I gave a report to council last night. The 9 that we put on the internet, you know, have really worked with us, especially Motel 6, to get those calls for service down, which, you know, when we have the neighborhood police unit and the proactiveness of those hotels, plus a change in management philosophy, has had a huge impact. Less calls for service there, more officers' time to go answer to other calls and deal with some of the other issues around town. The biggest issues that we're still dealing with and is the root cause of most of the criminal problems is still the drug addiction and the transientism is the biggest, you know, issues that are leading, because those two things lead to the property crime that we're experiencing. So we're still trying to deal with those. I was encouraged by Shasta County supervisors asking the sheriff to look into, the alternate plan to get 64 beds. I like Leonard Modi's plan actually better than my original plan, because when and if they ever build that courthouse, that would still give us the two courtrooms. So you'd have 64 beds in the basement, 64 in each courtroom. That's a total of 196 beds that we could have in the future if they choose to do that. So I still think there's some light at the end of the tunnel. It's just a matter of how we're going to get there and how long it's going to take to get there.
And what was Modi's plan for the people that may not know that?
Well, what I did is
you had a plan about how to do this.
With them not building the adult rehabilitation center, what I asked them to consider was consolidating the two courtrooms attached to the jail, which you remember D&E was we were going to use the basement in one of those. Well, the basement being vacated was dependent upon the ARC being built. Well, it's not being built now. So let's start using those courtrooms, consolidate to one. What Supervisor Modi's plan was to, instead of using the courtrooms, still use the basement. So to move the kitchen and the laundry out of the basement out to the Sheriff's Service Center, which is next door to the jail, move their vehicle repair stuff out to the county courtyard, and that frees up the basement for 64 beds that can be done at a lower cost and more efficiently than perhaps, you know, building a new structure because you're renovating a structure and it's attached to the current jail for efficiency. So there he proposed that. I like that plan because now we still have the two courtrooms for the future for another 128 beds. So I think that that still gives us a plan to get more bed space, which we really need. I think we're getting some success with the day reporting center and some of the rehabilitation programs, but we need the pre-sentence bed space to get these people to court because failure to appear is still a huge problem. And if they're not held accountable, it takes away the effectiveness of our enforcement.
Hey, we must be doing pretty good because of the Shasta County's Most Wanted. We're going to talk about that when we get back in a couple minutes, but let's take a break right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark is just an outstanding example of somebody that had a plan and made it work. And she started Home Helpers over 10 years ago. And you're not going to find better care for short-term in-home health care or long-term in-home health care than you do with Sharon Clark at Home Helpers. Check out her website at homehelpers.com and find out just how she can help you and your family. And I guarantee you, you're never going to find a better experience. And Sharon cares for veterans. She puts a special spot in her heart for veterans. She makes sure that everything that they should receive as their benefits that they've earned, that they get. She's always checking on things like that. But that's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Monday, the 13th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
And now back to Redding's Red Lion Motel, or Hotel, I should say, up on Hilltop Drive, where they're having the Senior and Veterans Fraud Prevention Fair, and Carl Bodd. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning there, buddy. And I'm here with Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti. Of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Guys, are you looking for some place to go to be able to buy the right gift for your wife or loved one? This is it. And ladies, head on down there. They have clothing and bags and accessories that will just knock you off. You're knock the socks off your feet if you're wearing socks. If you're not wearing socks, it's not a big thing, but I don't want to go there. Anyway, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. Go on down and see the ladies down there. They've got it all from Brighton to Miss Me Jeans and everything in between. Okay, we're here with Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti and Shasta County's most wanted was five at a time. Now we're down to two. Does this mean that we've knocked that many out?
No, we had to adjust it a little bit to – because of the impacts that it was having on the jail. quite frankly, it's full. And so, you know, it is what, I mean, we have knocked down. I mean, we started that program. Remember, it was there to focus on the people that had been convicted of a crime and failed to appear at sentencing. When we started it, there were roughly, memory serves, close to 500 warrants, and it's down significantly from that to, you know, a little over 300. So, it's still a lot of people, but we have to kind of adjust these things. There's been some suggestions that maybe we need to cancel it altogether because of it makes our community look like we have a bunch of criminals running around. My view is that it brings
– We do have criminals running around.
What we don't want to do is the thought was we don't want to damage businesses wanting to look here. Well, at my view, every community has a most wanted program, and we need to get these people held accountable. And it is we're up to 770, I think, that have been arrested since we started the Shasta County's Most Wanted program.
So that's cool. 770 off. Well, then I won't say they're off the street.
No, they're not necessarily off the street. But, you know, if we can at least get them to that sentencing hearing, then at least we can get them to the rehabilitation programs that we're trying to utilize to give these people the opportunity to change their lives. The problem is that at every turn, you know, whether it's AB 109 or Prop 47 or now Prop 57 coming, you know, it's every time we make a step forward, it feels like it's two steps backwards. And the state of California shifted responsibility to counties way too quickly, and they're just shifting more and more responsibility to the counties. Nowadays, I mean, when methamphetamine and heroin are misdemeanors and we're giving people tickets for them, you know, we're definitely not going to be able to arrest our way out of the problem that's been created, where, you know, 15 years ago when you arrested somebody for heroin, they went to jail and they probably, you know, could get prison time if they were a repeat offender. Nowadays, that's never going to happen. And I actually had a conversation with a judge the other day. We were talking about Prop 47. Had they made it a structured Prop 47 like the AOP program, where it's a felony and that felony is hanging over your head. So here's the things that you have to do. And if you do them all and stay clean and don't commit crime for a period of years, then it gets reduced to a misdemeanor and can be dismissed because you've done what you're supposed to do. But just to make it a misdemeanor up front, you've really, you know, it should be a stick and a carrot, but we don't have a stick. They're just handing them more carrots.
The You know, one of the things they talk about, you know, I know that you've made the attacks on the in the hotels to get rid of them. And how many have we gotten? Three? You gotten rid of three? Three of them, right? Are there any more that are on the hit list?
Right now, most of the hotels are working with us and doing well to try to either change their business practices or, you know, a lot of the and what I told counsel last night is most of the calls that we're getting now are the hotel management calling us for help with criminal activity in their parking lots, which is what they should be doing. So I don't think that there's any on the immediate horizon, but if we start having problems with more, we'll go back down that road.
Okay. Now, what about I remember down at the veterans home, there were some problems down there. I know that you shifted over there. Is that pretty much since they fenced off the old library park? It's whatever they're getting ready to rename it now. But the library park that they opened up and they're getting ready to put food trucks in there, but right now it's fenced off. Did that help with that whole area down there?
Yeah, it did. I mean, it's not going to solve the homeless problem. The transient problem is still going to exist. We just shifted it and tried to you know, get them to not utilize the area but directly next to the Lorenz where the residents are and, you know, Deja Vu and Carousel and some of the businesses they were damaging. There is a plan that they're looking at now to, you know, use it as a food truck court. That will bring
– what do you think about that?
I think it can have some positives because where good people go and good people congregate, the transients usually don't want to. So, you know, it would be fenced and locked at night. So I think that it has some positives. There's still some things that, you know, Kim Niemer and the city have to work out with the person that is organizing this and some of the businesses that are around there that aren't necessarily.
Yeah, they're not real happy. You know, I could understand because they're paying a lot of money to be down there and to attract people. And then now these, you know, food trucks are going to come in and pay $500 a year or something like that to be in that spot. I'm not sure how much it is, but it's a lot less than the brick and mortar. Are, and I understand it, but I also understand about putting food trucks down there. It's part of the, you know, it's part of building an ambiance downtown, but we're not going to be able to do that till we can do a sweep. Is there a way to sweep everybody off the streets?
No, not really.
And just move them to another area?
No, there isn't. And, you know, obviously we have to abide by the United States Constitution. And although, you know, although that we may not like the fact that how those people live their lives, they are still, you know, they still have their constitutional rights too, and we can't just go sweep people out of areas. It's illegal. If they're conducting criminal violations, then we arrest them and we take them to jail if the law allows us to take them to jail. You know, the fact of the matter is that the way that California is handling this is making it more enticing and more comfortable for that criminal element to live on the street.
Too bad we can't take one of those motels that are shutting down and just make it a homeless facility.
Well, they're still going to be in the area, and the that's been talked about.
Yeah.
You know,
we're trying to redo downtown. They've got all these great ideas, but I think a big part of it. Every time you talk to people, again, you go back into the danger that some people feel. I don't feel unsafe walking downtown anywhere. But then again, but Linda doesn't like it. You know, yeah. I mean, when I walk downtown, I'm always aware, you know, I'm 6 feet tall, I'm 200 pounds, and I carry a gun. It doesn't bother me to walk around a lot of spots, and I've been in a lot of situations. So, but other people, it bothers, and I understand that. And they are safe, I believe, most of the time they're safe, it's that perception. How do we change the perception, Chief?
Well, and that's a challenge always in law enforcement. You know, we fight actual crime and we fight the fear of crime, and the fear of crime is usually predominantly higher than the actual crime rate. But it's that fear of crime that damages quality of life and people's ability to attract businesses and other things to the downtown area. So, you know, what I looked at, you know, and it's been pretty consistent, and this has been my pitch for – you know, pre-sentence bed space is the last 3 years, the Reading Police Department has been very consistent in the fact that we've made between 8,000 and 8,500 arrests, misdemeanor and felony arrests and citations. 400 people, or roughly 400 people, last year it was 384, the year before it was 400, are 35% of those arrests. So think of what we could do to the crime rate and those people. That, and
if we had a spot for 200 people to lock them up,
or at least to get 64 of them at a time through the court process to get to the rehabilitation programs that may or may not, you know, some are having some really good success. But if we could chunk away at that a little bit at a time, and people get an idea that you can commit crimes and nothing's going to happen to you. We need to change that dynamic. And that's what's making them bolder and bolder, because they know nothing's going to happen. They're going to get a ticket, or nobody's going to be prosecuted. If they don't show up to court and they get a warrant, we need the bed space. We need the bed space badly.
Do you think that the shooting that we had out in Churn Creek had anything to do with the feeling that nothing's going to happen to me if I do anything I want?
No, I don't know what the – I don't have the actual documented status, but I think that's a case more of drugs and mental health. And, you know, we have a population that's walking around the street that is mentally ill, that is also doing drugs. And, you know, that was a matter of those people are hard to fathom why they do certain things and why you just walk up to a car, you know, stopped at a red light. So, you know, I think the combination, and we've talked about it till we're blue in the face, is the mental health, drug treatment, jail bed space, and, you know, the officers to be able to go handle the problems on the street. The county is opening through contract. Hill Country Medical is opening a mental health outpatient center here soon, and I'm encouraged by that. But we still need more drug treatment programs and availability of those as well, especially for the methamphetamine and the opium. You know, I've been a cop for almost 24 years. I've never fought with somebody high on marijuana. Let's get past that and focus where the real problem is, and that's on methamphetamine and heroin. And that's what's creating the property crime problems and everything else that's taking place in Reading right now.
Well, I remember how you said, you know, and I've used this with other conversations, that you said if it comes down to, you know, what a policeman wants to face, we'd much rather face somebody on heroin because they're not a problem as far as arresting them as much.
They don't fight like meth.
Meth people will fight, and I get my people injured. Unfortunately, though, if they're on heroin, it's a lot tougher on the civilian population because they've got to steal $2,000 a day.
They steal a lot. They've got to have heroin every 4 to 6 hours. It's not grossly expensive anymore. Mexico is flooding the United States market with heroin. And this is, you know, the East Coast. The heroin issue is actually hitting the East Coast a heck of a lot harder than hitting the West Coast. But it is a huge problem that I believe we have created by the overprescription of opioid painkillers. And, you know, when I did my presentation, Shasta County issues opioid painkillers at double the state average. Now, to be fair, those were 2013 numbers. And, you know, we had some medical associations and other things come in and prosecute and shut down some doctors that were handing out opioid painkillers like Pez Candy. But the question that I have is, once we shut those doctors down, what did we do for their patients? Because their patients are still addicted to opioid painkillers, and they're going to turn to heroin.
Well, and then you have other doctors that are just totally above board and legitimate that trying to help a patient with a lot of pain have been just chopped off. You know, I mean, their restrictions are so hard on this opiate too, and so they've got to cut back on their prescriptions and what they're giving people. So that just pushes people out there. Hey, we're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti, and we're talking about, you know, the big problem that's facing us right now. Well, we've got a lot of problems out there, but the big problem is the mental health, drugs, the opiate, the destruction of our, I guess you could say, destruction of people through the use of heroin, which has flooded the market. The fact is that there's not enough treatment facilities to help them. So now you've got people walking in the street that are mentally ill. They're self-medicating or not self-medicating. And, you know, it leads to violence at times. And I think it's not going to get any better unless we can come up with some plan that we can, or some place that we can take people that are having instances, psychotic instances, and take them off the street. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:32 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And at 8:35, let's go once again to Hilltop Drive and the Red Lion Motel, where there's an event going on. Carl Bott going to tell you all about it.
There you go there, buddy. Yeah, we're down here at the Red Lion Inn when we're talking with, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti right now. But I've seen the district attorney walking through. This is the Shasta County District Attorney's Senior and Military Military's Fraud Prevention
Fair.
Thanks. I got Chief Palladio here helping me on. I'm looking at people walking by. It's the Shasta County District Attorney's Senior and Military Fraud Awareness Workshop. Now, it's not just for seniors and military, though, and veterans. This is about anybody, because the tips they've got here are going to help anybody when it comes to maybe getting scammed via mail, email, or phone, or somebody coming up and knocking on your door. They've got all types of people here. They've got vendors from all over. Medicare scams, banking scams, insurance scams, doctors, medical insurance, all of these things are represented here at the Red Lion Inn, and it starts at 10 o'clock today, and it goes to like 2 or 3. And so you can come out during lunch. You can just come on down and talk to everybody. They had a great turnout last year. Then they've even made it. They've brought in more vendors. It's going to be really, really interesting. As soon as I finish here, I'm going to wander through there to see how to prevent scams and fraud, you know, that affects my family. Though we got caught, I told Lucky that we got involved in one of these things. One of our friends was involved in, and we got involved too. And the Reading Police Department hunted them down. This was crossing state lines, so the FBI, I think, got into it later. Crossing state lines where they were literally defrauding people of money. Now, we didn't get hit for a lot of money, but they caught the person, and now they are actually paying restitution. And once a month, we get a check from this person to Linda. And it's not a lot of money, but still, this woman's got to pay restitution to everybody, or she goes to jail for several years. So I don't know.
I really encourage people to come down today, because with the
we rely on the internet a lot in our lives today, email and Facebook and social media, but the internet has also increased the complexity of crime in giving criminals an opportunity to use that for identity theft and other scams through email and phishing attempts, and they call it PS, not phishing. Phishing attempts and other things to get you to send them information. And once they have that information, then they can access your accounts and other things. And it really is a matter of educating yourself on what not to do so that you don't become the victim of the convenience that the internet and everything has created. You know, it makes it more difficult for us because, you know, like Carl was talking about earlier, the elderly gentleman was, you know, sending stuff to Nigeria. And, you know, we get scams that when you actually talk to the FBI, the origination of the email scam and where people are sending money is in countries that don't have, you know, agreements with the United States to be able to criminally prosecute people. So although these technological advances have been great for, you know, staying – I very rarely use Facebook, but, you know, I get to stay in touch with my aunt in Italy, you know, very easily through Facebook. So those things like that are great, but it also opens people up a lot to the fraud that now can come. And coming down to a thing like this and seeing where you can protect yourself is a great event.
Well, you know, and Facebook's a good, very great example of that. That's why every one of the addresses, email addresses, phone numbers all point to your email address that I have. So in case you've been getting strange ones. So, you know, I'm sorry. We were talking about the changes they want to make downtown, and then how they've fenced off Library Park. Rick Bassetti was on yesterday talking about things they're doing down at South Park there, South Central Park, and how Caltrans is going to put up a big fence there with the. You know, with the top of it, so that you know when you steal the alcohol from Safeway and you come running across the street, you can't just jump into the park.
Yeah, you know, anything that you can do that inhibits, you know, freedom of access and movement, you know, can help. For instance, like that, because they steal it from Safeway and run across the park. The fact of the matter is those are treating symptoms, and what we need to do is treat the root causal effect. And the root causal effect of most of what I see in Reading, if you look at those 400 repeat offenders that I talked about, it's drug addiction offenses, it's property crime offenses, and it's failure to appear offenses. We really need to be able to get to the root cause of the problem. And in this community, it's mental health and drug treatment that are causing a majority of the property crimes and transientism. When we did our survey of the homeless in 2014, just about half or more of them admitted to a police officer that they were homeless because of drug addiction, mental health, or both. So it really is about looking to treat that root causal level. And we have to deal with some of the symptoms as we go along, but getting the drug treatment, mental health capacity, and some jail bed space to be able to deal with and hold people accountable that do want to commit crimes and force them to get into the rehabilitation programs that are being successful now is that's solving the problem at the root causal level and not just some of the symptoms.
Yeah, because we need a sobering center. We need to expand our mental health facilities. You know, those two things right there would help tremendous. But the whole thing goes back. 400 people that commit most of the crimes. 400 people. Just imagine if you could take 200 off the street immediately. The other 200 would probably think about it at least.
Right. You start once you start with that first 64 and you hold them. And I say 64 because that's the chunks that I think we're going to be that we'll hopefully be able to create. Once you hold that first 64, that second and third 64 start thinking, hey, look, I better show up to court because I don't want to be the one sitting in jail. The message that we're sending to the criminal element has to change. And that message we're sending to the criminal element has to change by being able to hold them accountable and hold them in jail. And we need the bed space to be able to do that.
We've been doing this, but we've been saying this. You know, Rob, you and I sit across and we look at each other and we say this every week. Or every month. And we've said it for 4 years.
Five
years. You've said the same thing. At what point do the people of Reading and the people of Shasta County have to, I don't know if it's going to take pitchforks and torches
to march to say we want these people off the street. It's you guys figure out how to do it.
Well, and the reality of it is the things that I'm talking about, unfortunately, are outside my, you know, I can.
It's not you.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, it goes right back to our elected officials that, you know, now they come up with a 64 bid. They came up with the ARC. Okay. It was going to be the ARC. Oh, and then now they find out. I mean, how in the heck do we get to the level that we're, you know, everything's going and then they find out they need 10 extra more people? That throws it all the way out. How in the heck did that happen? We have elected officials supposed to be looking at this kind of stuff. We get paid a lot of money to look at this stuff. And then you got the city that talks about, oh, hey, look, we're here. We're going to, we've got our blueprint for safety, which kind of like tracked what you were saying 5 years ago. And we still don't have anything going. At what point does the city, you know, in this county literally have to get into a room together and say, how can we take these jerks off the street?
Well,
and that's not up to you. And this is me being rhetorical because you can't get into this because it's, hey, you've got this much money. This is what I can do. You know, something as simple as coming up with enough money for community service officers. My gosh.
Well, you know, the big challenge for me is the fact that most of what I'm talking about aren't in the scope of responsibility of the city of Reading. And so I try to work through, you know, Larry Lees and the Board of Supervisors. And, you know, I have lunch with Don L. Ewert once a month. He's the Health and Human Services Director. And try to coordinate and work with an influence to get the things in the city that don't just serve the city, they serve the whole county. So what's going on in the city of Reading is going on in Anderson at a smaller scale. It's going on in Shasta Lake at a smaller scale. And countywide services for mental health, drug treatment, and, you know, the jail bed space. And so, you know, I was hopeful of the ARC. The ARC's not going to go now, so let's find a way to make it happen cheaper if the ARC was too expensive. But let's make sure that we get these resources that we need, because if we don't solve these problems at that root cause level, we're going to continue to deal with them over and over and over again. And, you know, we can't – Jonathan Anderson and I are talking about a way right now to better bring the congregations into what the COC is trying to do, because oftentimes the congregations are out doing their own thing to help the homeless, which are actually inhibiting what the organized charities that are trying to help the homeless are trying to do. So how do we bring them into that fold so everybody's working in one strategic direction? That doesn't sound like police chief stuff, but – I have to get involved in those things to try to shape the things that are committed, well, keep creating the crime as well.
Well, here we are. I mean, it's been 5 years in the making. It gets worse every year. Sometimes, I mean, it maybe the stats look a little bit better in some areas, but then they go back in the other direction. We've got more people killing each other, right? We have more people killing each other. We have all these other things going on. So I'm just, you know, and I was just talking to somebody else the other day. It's the same thing, wanting to help people. But everybody's trying to help people in their own little rice bowls instead of everybody working together, saying, okay, if we want to help these people, get them off the streets, if we all pool our resources and we can do something. But when we've got 15 organizations trying to all help at the same time, oh, let's just give them more clothing. No, you don't give them more clothing. Make them go to one spot, you know, and all of this stuff. It's ridiculous.
Well, the fact of the matter
is, nobody can get their arms around this, because it's like we don't have anybody working on it. You know, the city council it's a part-time job at the very most, it's a part-time job. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors shouldn't be, because they're getting paid, but it's a part-time job for them, and nobody's holding them accountable for coming up with a plan.
Well,
keep getting reelected.
I like the fact that the COC is getting a full-time executive director. I think that's going to be a huge help. But the COC is too, a matter of, you know, sometimes it's a collaboration of independent organizations that are trying to come up with one strategic vision as to where we need to go. And when Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission puts out a homeless outreach team, and they're out in, say, South City Park, and they're talking to somebody, and he takes – residents from the mission out with them, and they're saying, you know, telling it, they have street credibility. They say, I've been where you are, look where I am now, let me help you get to there. And then, you know, somebody pulls up with a van full of lunch bags and starts handing them out. And these people go, yeah, we don't need you guys. They feed us every day. Well, now somebody's benevolence is actually hurting the organized effort to get these people off the street. So instead of – the concept is having the congregations adopt the charities. So instead of going out and serving them lunches in the park, why don't you go volunteer at the mission and feed them at the mission? And if you got too many people and you're fulfilling the kitchen, get in some vans, drive around, and get these people down to the mission. So at least when they're getting fed, they're getting engaged, just like a sobering center. Instead of them going to jail and just getting out with nothing, at least a sobering center engages them with drug treatment programs. And the mission, when they eat there, can do the same thing with engaging them in that.
Okay. We're going to have to take a break here. Here's the questions that are coming in from the chat room. Community service officers, volunteers are lined up, but the police union would not allow it. They only want union members. Is this true that they will not allow volunteers? And let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Baffin's Avenue, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Or it is 8 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, and one more time to the Red Lion Motel with Carl Bott.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're down here at the Red Lion Inn with the Shasta County District Attorney for the Senior and Military Veterans Fraud Awareness Workshop. But it's, you know what? This is for everybody of all ages, whether you're a veteran or not. Everybody should come down here. I think when people see that they, you know, that they think, oh, it's only for those people. It's not, because the type of information they have here is going to be able to help everybody to avoid fraud, you know, getting the things in the mail, the, you know, the emails, the telephone calls, all these scams. These people spend a lot of time and money putting these scams together. Why? Because they get a lot of money back. We're not talking about, hey, we've got $12 million in a bank in Nairobi. But, you know, but those things are still going around. And why are they still going around? As stupid as it sounds. Because people fall for it. That's why. And if, yeah, I know. It's hard to believe that. But other things that just seem so obvious to you are, you know, are they trigger certain things in certain age groups that they just want to help. Oh, I just want to help, you know, these people and all this. And it's all nothing but a scam. So find out how to prevent that in your life by coming on down here to the Red Line Inn. And seeing this, they've got, gosh, you know, 50 vendors in here, and it starts at 10 o'clock. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. And the question I asked when I left was, what is it about the police unions that won't let community service officers or have volunteers?
Well, the real fear is that, you know, the city's going to say that, you know, you don't need the CSOs. And I don't think, and I'm not suggesting that having a volunteer, you know, citizen patrol that would assist the officers would ever replace a CSO. There's too much training that goes into a CSO that would be able to give to volunteers or even the cadets. But they could do some of the duties, you know, assist with traffic control at traffic accidents. We allow people to file online reports. They could take online reports. It would be very easy to teach them to do that. And quite frankly, we'd probably get better quality reports from somebody that we actually talk to and train. I still think it's a viable way for us to get some help. The challenge with volunteers is that if I schedule them and I'm relying on them to be there as part of the staffing of the police department, they don't really have to show up, where employees do. And when we base our staffing and how many people we need on the street, I need to know that they're going to be there, which is why I really liked the idea of using the cadets in patrol, because they're college students. It's growing the new generation of police officers with these cadets, and we can get them out on the street taking those same things, waiting for the tow truck so the officer doesn't have to, doing traffic control, taking online reports. I think we could get a lot of bang for our buck by using our young cadets for that. And there's a lot of college students between Simpson and Shafton.
Why don't we do that?
It's money. They still cost money. They're cheaper, but they still cost money.
Okay, so a CSO, I mean, a trained CSO, we're not talking about the $10 an hour cadets, but a trained CSO costs you about $100,000 a year once they're maxed out and everything.
Correct.
Okay, so how much is a beginning or a, you know, entry level policeman cost you a year?
About $130,000.
Okay, so right there, you save a minimum of $30,000 for somebody that runs around and doing this stuff.
Yes.
You've got four CSOs right now.
Yes. One does abandoned vehicle abatement and removes all the abandoned cars in town. One works with the DA's office, putting all the court paperwork together to get it over to the DA's office. Bob Brandon, the community cleanup guy, is one of them. And then the other one is our crime scene specialist. And that we're hiring for right now. The job has closed and we're going through the testing process. He's retired.
Okay. You have to be a policeman to do that?
No, it's a CSO job.
Oh. Crime scene specialist.
So what we do is
CSI.
We send them, yep. We send them to, and it's not like TV. it's reality crime scene, but they process homicide scenes. They process major crime scenes. They have to attend and take the evidentiary photos at autopsies. They're our photographer. They collect footprints. They collect the whole wide range of things that are done in crime scene processing and investigation. We have officers that are trained to do that too, but this is this person's full-time job. There's a lot of stuff that gets booked into evidence that needs to be taken to the DOJ lab to be processed. That person coordinates all of that.
Wow. Okay.
It's an interesting job if you've got a strong stomach.
Yeah, because you've got to be in there in the autopsies and take all the photos when it has to do with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You know, Rob, I appreciate so much, you know, the thin blue line we have out there. But, you know, we're still facing the same problems. And we've gone through, I think the city council, since you've been here, has probably pretty much turned over, except for Francie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much turned over for everybody. And we're still facing the same problems. The county board of supervisors has had two new people in it. And new elections are coming up this year. it just seems like that nobody has an idea on how to fix this.
Well, I think it's a matter of money allocation and where you put your money to make the things happen. And, you know, I know that, you know, Leonard Modi said the other day when he made his presentation that, you know, they put $2 million aside to fund the building of the ARC, and they put $2 million a year aside in their budget to fund the operating costs. And when the blueprint sat down and looked at the basement of the jail, it was $1.5 million to renovate it, and it was $1.7 million, if I remember right, to operate it. So my thought process is the money that was budgeted for the ARC, if it went into that, we should be able to get 64 beds. And he seemed really motivated to push towards that direction. And that was a, I'll call it a spirit lifter for me. You know, we need.
That's a start. It's a start. At least it gets us going in that direction.
You know, and the guys on the street, you know, would be more motivated if they knew that when they, you know, they're arresting them anyway. And I'm very proud of the job that my officers are doing on the street by holding criminals accountable. We hold them accountable, and the rest of the criminal justice system needs to do the same.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a, you know, and we're down here right now at the Red Lion Inn, and people are starting to roll in with the latest that's going on here with the Shasta County District Attorney and their fraud prevention workshop. You know, they aim it at seniors and military veterans. But in reality, it's everybody of all ages that needs to come down here. So I'm just going to kick that one off and just say it's the fraud prevention workshop. All types of handouts, people, experts here, they're talking, they'll be giving classes, or you can just talk to anybody where it has anything to do with fraud and people taking advantage of other people and on how you can help prevent it, not only for you, but also, say, for your parents or friends, loved ones. And it's all down here in one spot, right here at the Red Lion Inn. So what are you going to be doing? Oh, by the way, I got like about a minute left. Let me congratulate you on taking over your command, changing uniforms here to the Army. And you just took over command of a brigade.
Yes, and 49th Military Police Brigade.
The 49th, yeah, but you also have the bridge building company that we have up here is under your command now.
The 49th Military Police Brigade is actually made up of the 143rd Military Police Battalion, the 185th Military Police Battalion, and the 579th Engineer Battalion, and the 132nd is part of that.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
You have a great week and be safe out there. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark and I are going to take on the world. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And at 9 a.m., Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading the News. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
The largest doctors group says it cannot support the bill. The American Medical Association says the proposal is critically flawed and a threat to coverage for poor and sick people.